If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Harry Savage on this show, the money lady, the one that gives us a savage truth. I know you were going to talk about consumer confidence, but what's your confidence level these days, Terry?
Oh, Lisa, in what? My confidence in you is always high.
I'm talking about in the financial markets.
So it's very interesting that you would ask that, because we had a very kind of distressing consumer confidence report out today. But one note that I saw in there, March's fall in confidence was driven by consumers over 55 years old, and to a lesser extent, those between 35 and 55 years. Remember, last week we talked about the fact that younger folks are less likely to have lived through a terrible recession, the worst one being 2007, 2008, 2009, and they were just getting into the workforce. Right. But one of the things I notice is that the decline was broad-based, I'm quoting from the report, across income groups, with the only exception being households earning more than $125,000 a year. In other words, and that's not, I mean, we're not talking billionaires here or even millionaires perhaps, but we're talking about the fact that the fear has been concentrated in those who are really working one or two jobs just to stay even. They are very aware that something's kind of going wrong in the economy. And that's what the conference board number says today. We are now down, the main headline number dropped 9.6 points to 65.2. That is the lowest level of consumer confidence in 12 years. And now 65.2, that is well below the number 80 that usually signals a recession ahead. So there you go. And this, the cutoff date was March 19th. So this is a very current number. Doesn't matter what kind of confidence I have. If all consumers, the ones making decisions about buying new houses, buying new cars, going on vacation, going shopping at the mall, if their confidence drops, then you're going to see the impact on sales of everything from plane tickets, which the airlines have forecast, to sports equipment, and so forth.
Yeah, and I get it. It's all age-based, because during the last recession, I wasn't at an age where I worried about it. I'm like, I'll get through it. You know, it'll be fine. But then when you're looking at retirement and you're looking at how much things cost and how your money doesn't go as far, and you're not at the highest earnings that you were at one point in your life,
right,
it becomes a concern.
A very big concern. Now, it's very interesting because, again, we haven't had this kind of job loss recession except for the pandemic, which is brief and the economy shut down and we kind of understood why that happened. But the kind of antique recessions of the 80s, where auto workers were out of work and steel workers were out of work, that's just sort of historic. Those were jobs recessions. And we haven't seen that in a while. And when you're retired, you are no longer worrying about losing your job. But you nailed it, Lisa, with the concerns. And there are, in this report, concerns about inflation, prices, and, of course, the tariff headlines, add to those worries.
And will the firing of all these federal employees, if it is complete, if it does get done and isn't held up in court, will that go on record as one of the most historic things, back to the auto workers or the air traffic controllers?
Exactly. The air traffic controllers weren't that many of them, but it was a signal moment of a change in power under the Reagan era. But this is different, because this is a huge swath of workers who never planned that a recession or anything would impact jobs. Federal workers sort of had lifetime jobs. It's already had an impact, because you can be sure that if it's your brother or sister or friend that's on the bubble here, was told to turn in a resignation, was told not to, was told to write five things about what they did this week, was told not to bother to come in, or were locked out, that ripple effect, even though some of them are still being paid and some of them might not lose their jobs, many already have, that ripple effect is really what's showing up in this consumer confidence number now.
In this question to Terry Savage, I'm going to take all the references out to Elon Musk because there are many.
Oh, don't do that. You'll take all the interesting stuff out.
Okay. Am I in better position to get Social Security and not have the Pillsbury Doge boy mess with my Social Security check if I'm already receiving it versus waiting another year or so? I will be 68 this May. I didn't start taking Social Security at 66 and a half, so I'm 18 months into the three-year delay to get the 8% bump per year. However, I'm concerned about the administration and how they might mess with Social Security recipients.
Okay, there is so much going on at Social Security, and just today, the new Commissioner of Social Security was interviewed in the Senate for his job. I don't blame everybody for being worried. I've been collecting all kinds of assessments of what's going on with closing offices, with requiring no more telephone verification under the guise of, well, we need technology to prove who you are. It is very, I acknowledge that it is very, very frightening. The law hasn't changed. You still get 8% more every year you wait till age 70. I personally would not be the one wanting to apply for Social Security right now, though you can do it and should do it online. Don't try and do it on the phone. So if you are at the stage where you're ready to apply, do it online at ssa.gov. And for the moment, I'm going to believe in the system, and my advice to hold off for a year and get the extra 8% and wait till 70 stands. Let me put it this way. If that becomes a problem, that 1 year's benefits is not going to make a difference. We really need to get Social Security on a sound financial footing, and we need to make sure that they don't mess it up in the process. And that is going to be my top concern and my what I'm writing about for the next, you know, as long as this goes on.
Question for Terry. I'm looking at a significant loss in Walgreens shares this year. Can I use my loss if Walgreens moves private to counteract taxes taken? If I want to withdraw from a QDRO account, could that affect my income tax bracket?
Well, if you own the shares in your own name and not in a retirement account, that loss can be used to offset up to $3,000 of ordinary income or other capital gains, short or long-term capital gains. So Walgreens is the saddest story. For many years, I used to go out there and speak to their employee group. I owned the stock a long time ago and sold it a long, long time ago when I saw what was happening. Now, someone mentioned this was a quadro. This quadro order is a qualified domestic relations order. It has to do with a divorce. And if that was a significant part of your assets, let's say you worked there and you had $800,000 worth of stock, and it was meant to be divided up one day, you need to talk to your divorce attorney because, yeah, it's now worth about next to nothing. And if it was specifically said that that would be divided when you retired, well, your ex-spouse is going to get half of next to nothing. But it might be that it was valued at that time at X dollars, and you're going to have to find out where to get those X dollars if that's the way the divorce order was written.
Ouch. All right, Terry, one last question. I used TurboTax and I couldn't find a place on the Illinois return to enter my 529 contributions. Live chat was inconclusive. Can those always be deducted?
Well, up to $10,000 if you're an Illinois resident can be deduct of your contribution to only to Bright Start can be deducted. And if you will immediately post that question at terrysavage.com on my Ask Terry blog, I will reach out to TurboTax. They've been helping with a couple of questions that people have had, little kind of quirky things like that, and I will try and get you an answer tomorrow.
And just a note, Terry, I've been pleasantly surprised. I got my back pay for 2024 for the Fairness Act. Get a check in April to start my survivor benefit.
That's wonderful. Last reminder, if you never applied for Social Security benefits because you thought your teacher's pension would disqualify you, you can apply immediately. If you already are receiving benefits that were reduced in some form because you had a pension, it should happen automatically. People are getting those big checks last year, all of 2024, and a new higher monthly check. That's the good news about Social Security. Let's focus on the good news and keep watching them to make sure that they don't make any stupid mistakes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
TerrySavage.com is where you'll find her.